there should be some sort of erech payment when it comes to the erechin of a man or a woman of a tumtum. If you're going to consider a tumtum to be a beria b'fnei atzma, then it makes sense that there will be no erechin payment. But if you consider it to be a safek, either a zachar or an akeva, there should be some sort of erech payment. So Alma Tanya, why do we have a brisa that says hazachar v'lo tumtum v'androgynous? That hazachar we darshin, but not tumtum v'androgynous. There is no erech payment for a tumtum and androgynous. If it's really only a suffix, there should be an erech payment for tumtum v'androgynous. This is challenge number one to Rav Chista, who had said that a tumtum is definitely a suffix, definitely not a beria b'fnei atzma. So Gemara says something mikan tumtum. Yeah, you have to take the word tumtum out of that brisa. It's hazachar v'lo androgynous, but a tumtum enochinami, there will be some sort of erech payment. Rashi writes, "We darshin. How do we darshin v'lo tumtum v'androgynous over here? From hazachar, the hay in hazachar teaches us the not tumtum v'androgynous. And in the next one, let's actually read the next drasha, the next challenge as well, because it will go together. Tashima, challenge number two to Rav Chista's statement that when it comes to tumtum, everyone agrees that it's a safek. Yachalo yehei be'erech ish, avl yehei be'erech isha. I might think that you don't pay the erech of an ish, but at least you would pay the erech of an isha for a tumtum. Tamlomar hazachar im nikeva v'lo tumtum v'androgynous. And we darshan from there that not tumtum v'androgynous, that there's no erech payment whatsoever, not even the erech of a nekeva for a tumtum v'androgynous. But again, why wouldn't there be, if it's a suffix, whether it's a zachar or nekeva, there should be an erech payment. So it says Gemara, sami mikan tumtum, take tumtum off the list, in a chinami, there would be an erech payment for a tumtum. Let's take tumtum off the list. So Rashi writes that both of these drushos, these first two challenges that we had to Rav Chista, they're both darshan from the extra word, from extra letters in the pasuk, that when it comes to we darshan the hay of hazachar and v'im of nekeva. Sfas Emes and Erichin writes that could be that you could argue it's not just the hay of hazachar, the entire word hazachar is extra, because the Torah could have said v'haya erkecham ben esrim and didn't have to say the word zachar at all, and we would know that it's talking about a zachar because the hemsheikh of the pasuk says v'im nekeva. So it didn't have to even mention that the first half of the pasuk is about zachar. So it must be that it's that the entire word is extra, dafka to be mema'it tumtum. And the same is true by the nekeva. We could say that it's that it comes from v'im nekeva hi. The whole word hi is meyusar, it's extra. And that's what the Sfasema says, it's mashma that way in Mesecha Shabbos as well in dafka flamadvav, that it's the entire word that's extra. Fine. So says the Gemara Vayter. Actually, before we even go Vayter, Rashi says that what would we have said? Meaning, let's say the Gemara is showing over here, okay, that tumtum and androgynous are not included in erech at all, and mainly you see that tumtum isn't a suffix, tumtum must be a beria b'fnei atzma. So if it's not included at all, then the Gemara answers, no, sami mikan tumtum, take tumtum out of the picture, tumtum really is a suffix, and therefore it is included in erech. So what would you say? What erech does it have? Does it have the erech of a zachar or the erech of a nekeva? Meaning, now we're back to square one in terms of figuring out, what do I do if I say the erech of a tumtum? So Rashi says, we would have said, l'chumra, that it's nerech k'zachar. And that's why we need a special pasuk to tell me that it's not nerech ki'ish. Because naturally, we would assume l'chumra. So Hasemis and Erichin asks, wait a second, why would I need a pasuk to tell me that we should go to l'chumra? How could I have that we shouldn't go l'chumra, that it's not nerech ke'ish? How would I have a havamina to give it the higher value erech? It's pashut that misafek, you can only be mechayiv it the lesser amount of money. Because the rule in the Torah is that safek mamon, we always go l'kula. That's it's otherwise formulated as hamotzi mechaveru alav haraya. That if you want to say someone has to pay money, you need to prove that there's a chi of mamon. So wouldn't we naturally assume the lesser amount of money. So Sfasemis is mitaritz that the Brisa means to say that let's say your Korea, the Tumtum becomes Nikra, he's opened up and it turns out that he's a Zachar. In that situation, we need a Pasuk to tell me that Afal Pikain, it's not Be'erech Ish and not Be'erech Isha, because B'shas Ha'erech, he was a Tumtum. And Tumtum is excluded from Erechin. And then in the Hashmatos over there in the Sfasemis, he brings Rashi that Misafik, we would have been Machmir, that he's Nerach Kezachar. And he says the reason for that is because it's not viewed as a Safik Mamon. We view this as a Safik Isser of Bal Yachel Devaro, that a person makes a commitment that he's going to pay an Erech, so it's a violation of Bal Yachel Devaro not to pay that Erech. So long as he hasn't paid that Erech, he's in violation of Nisr, Safik Daraisa Lechumra. Aye, but we just mentioned yesterday, Safik Daraisa Lechumra is Machlokas Rishonim, whether that itself is a Din Daraisa, or that itself is only a Din Darabanan. So Sfasemis writes that even according to the Rambam, that normally Safik Daraisa Lechumra is only a Din Darabanan, and Minatora Safik Daraisa would be Lekula. But over here, had it not been for the Pasuk, we definitely would have been Mechayev and Erech. But we're not. Why? Because we're not sure. The halacha would be that the tumtum is a safek zachar, a safek nekeva. Either one is chayiv an erech. The question is, how much of an erech is it chayiv? So in that situation where we know it's chayiv some sort of erech, it's called ischazek isura. We know that there is some sort of chayiv over here. And by ischazek isura, even the Rambam would be moda that safek daraisa l'chumra is a din daraisa. So that's why when it comes to the tumtum, if a tumtum is in fact a suffix, like Rav Chista wants you to believe, and not a beri b'fnei atzma, so the fact that it would be chayiv in an erech would be... The fact that it would be chayiv in an erech would be min haTorah, that an erech zachar would be min haTorah based on Safek Daraisa L'chumra, even according to the Rambam. Okay, says the Gemara, now a third challenge to Rav Chista. We're 5 lines down in Mem Beis Amud Aleph. Third challenge. Tashma, im zachar im nekeva, zachar vadai nekeva vada'is v'lo tumtum vadroganis. Pasuk says im zachar im nekeva, so we darshin a zachar vadai and a nekeva vadai. What's this pasuk about? So Rashi fills us in. This is by a carbon shlamim by carbon shlamim it could be brought either male or female, but we say yeah, it has to be one or the other though, and it cannot be a tumtum v'androgynous. So we see clearly tumtum is excluded from both male and female, which means that it's a beri b'fnei atzma, not that it's a suffik. If it were a suffik, it's included in either male or female. So there's a raya against Rav Chista. Again, says Gemara, sami mikan tumtum, take tumtum out of this brisa, and then you don't have any problems. As long as you keep erasing the word tumtum, we're not going to have any problems. Challenge number 4 to Rav Chista. Tashma, hazachar velo nekeva, kshuom lamata zachar, shein tamalomar, ma tamalomar. Pasuk says hazachar widarshin, and therefore velo nekeva. This is by a carbon ola. So it says the carbon ola has to be a male, and we know it cannot be a female. Why then does the Torah have to repeat again zachar? Lahotzi tumtum vandroganus, to tell me that you cannot use a tumtum vandroganus. Not only can you not use a female, can't use a tumtum vandroganus either. So again, the raya is that if from the fact that we're being mima'it tumtum separately, it must be that it's a beria, because the Torah would not go and be mima'it a suffix. As we discussed yesterday, that there's no suffix klapi kutchabrichu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows full well. He wouldn't be mima'it just based in the Torah based on a suffix. We had that discussion yesterday, how Tosfos points out that there are gemaras where we make drushes, that the Torah is addressing cases of suffix. You have to be mechalik and sveikos and sveikos. Okay, Ayin Shom, we discussed that yesterday. But bottom line is, we're working with that assumption, the Torah wouldn't be mima'it mi suffix. So how come the Torah is being mima'it a tumtum? It must be that a tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma. So again, sami mikan tumtum. Take tumtum, a magic eraser, erase the word tumtum, and all is good. Tashma, challenge number 5 to Rav Chista. Hanevad v'hamuktza v'esnan v'mechir v'tumtum v'androgynous kul metam regadim abes habliya. If you have an animal that has been worshipped as a Vodazara, or has been designated as a Vodazara, or has been used to pay a prostitute, or his mechir has been exchanged for a dog, or a tumtum, or an androgynous, all of them, if they are, if they are, if you do a malika on any of these animals, so all of them are metame begadim abeis habliya. They have a din of nevela, of a nevela sof that's metame begadim abeis habliya. Rabbi Lazar Omer, and Rabbi Lazar says no. Tumtum androgynous ain't metame begadim abeis habliya. Tumtum androgynous would not be metame a person's begadim while he's swallowing it. Shai Rabbi Lazar Omer kalmakam shemar zachar nekeva atamotzi tumtum androgynous mi benehem. Whenever the Torah says zachar nekeva, that there's a din that we apply to male and female, it means we don't apply it to tumtum androgynous. Va'of hol v'lo nemar bo zachar nekeva, but by of it never says zachar nekeva ein atamotzi tumtum androgynous mi benehem. So we do not exclude tumtum androgynous from the list. So what's the raya over here? So Rashi tells, is the raya from Rabbi Lazar, from the Tanakama? What exactly are we discussing over here? Meaning there is a machlokas apparently between the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar whether tumtum androgynous is metame abeis habliya. So Rashi says the raya is from both the Tanakama and Rabbi Lazar. If you look at Rashi, metame begadim abeis habliya kishar nevelas of tahar. Tanakama holds that when you have an oaf that was a tumtum or androgynous that became a nevela that you do malika on, then it has a status of a regular nevelas of tahar. Meaning, what do all these things have in common? This whole list of a nevad and muktz and es and mechirt. All of these things are things that cannot be used as a carbon. There is a halacha by an oaf, by a carbon of an oaf. We've discussed many times that you don't do a shchita, you do a malika. If you were to do malika on something that's not a carbon, you've made that bird into a nevela, because a malika is not a kasher shchita. Obviously, it's only okay for a carbon. All of the things on this list are things that cannot be carbonos. They all are psulim for a variety of reasons. So let's say you use one of these as a carbon. You did a malika. So what happened? It now became a nevela. So it's metame begadim abeis habliya, just like any other nevela sof tahar. As Rashi says, the malikaso ain't a malika, vavi nevela. The malika is not a valid malika because it wasn't a valid carbon. Memela, the animal, is a nevela. Now here's the raya. The ilav beryahu, if tumtum were not a beria, tumtum were either a zachar or a nekeva, amai ain't a malika, why would it not be a valid malika? The halacha is for a bird, you're allowed to use a male or female bird for a carbon. So what's the psul of a tumtum? Why would a tumtum not be okay? If it's either male or female, then it should be fine. Manavshach, im zacharu kasher, vim nekeva, hari kasher. Tabofas, halchilek akasuv. According to the Tanakama, why does the Tanakama say it's metame begadim abeis habliya? It should not be. It should be a kasher malika. There should be no problem. So that's the raya from the Tanakama, that it's got to be a beria b'fnei atzma, can't just be a suffix. Va'od, says Rashi, the fact that Rabbi Lazar says it's a drasha, every time the pasuk says zachar nekeva, the pasuk is telling me and not a tumtum. Well, why would I need a pasuk to tell me and not a tumtum if tumtum were only a suffix? Again, we're working with that rule that the pasuk, the Torah, would never dafka be mimaid a suffix, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have sveikos. Elevadai ber Yehu. So you have to say that even according to Rabbi Lazar, it's its own beria, it's its own third min. Vehechad miyate miyate. And whenever the Torah is mimaided, it's mimaided. Av ba'ofes lo miyate, lo miyate. And Rabbi Lazar holds, yeah, and we were never mimaided from the parsha of Malika by Ofos. So bottom line is, you see from both Rabbi Lazar and the Tanakhama that tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma, that it's not a suffix like Rav Chisda said. So again, the same answer. Sami mikan tumtum. Now they have to remove tumtum from the list. Fine. So this is we've had the discussion in the past about nevelos of tahar and exactly how the tumah works of nevelos of tahar. The Ramban in Nida writes that the achila is metame. The when you eat nevelos of tahar, it's metame mishas knisa leveshet. From the time it goes into the veshet until it enters your stomach. And the Ritva writes that there are some that are cholik and hold that only when it's nichnas leveshet, it's metame. So Reb Chaim is mochiach from the fact that it's metame at the time that it enters into the veshet, you see that it's the tumah is not because of an isra achila. It's an isra tumah that has nothing to do with an isra achila, because an isra achila is only when it's over the beis habliya, when it passes the beis habliya. That's when when the achila happens. Over here, you see that it's before it goes past the Beis Habliyah. So you see, it's a din of tuma, not a din of it's a din of tuma similar to touching something that's tame. But this is a unique kind of tumas maga, that it's maga beveshet. It's maga that only is metame when it touches the veshet. It's not a tumas achila. This is a major discussion in Akronim. The Rav Yosef Engel and Asfon D'Oraisa discusses whether it should be considered a tumas achila or tumas maga, a very limited kind of maga, a maga that's only metame for whatever reason when it touches the veshet. Rav Yosef Engel points out that there's Gemara Menachos that it's only metame if you eat it bederech achila. So that sounds that it's a lot more of a tumas achila and not just a tumas maga that happens to be very limited, that it's only when it's nogeya biveshet. The Rambam also writes that tumtum and androgynous, even though there's no greater mum than tumtum and androgynous, their pasulim is beach for a different reason, because safek zachar, safek nekeva, they're really like a min acher. They're like a beria bifnei atzma, essentially, the Rambam writes. And by karbanos, it says zachar tamim, nekeva tamima, it has to be either a zachar vadei, nekeva vadais. So even an oaf, which is a tumtum and androgynous, is pasulim is beach, says the Rambam, because it's neither a male nor a female. It has to be one or the other. It has to be a male or a female. So essentially what the Rambam paskins is like the Tanakama, that an ov tumtum v'androgynous is pasul l'mizbeach, but it's a little bit difficult because the Rambam's lashon suggests that it's for the same reason that we're memait behema, we're memait ov. The only thing is by behema it actually says zachar or nekeva. By ov it never says zachar or nekeva. Like the Brisa says explicitly, that Rabbi Lazar's whole point is that it never says zachar or nekeva by ov. It only says it by behema. So the Rambam's explanation for why he passes like the Tanakama is a little bit challenging because the Rambam says, yeah, it's just like by a behema, you need it to be a zachar and a keva, and a tumtum is not a zachar and a keva, it's a bari b'fnei atzma. So by Yov also, you need it to be a zachar and a keva. No, it doesn't say that in the Torah, that it needs to be a zachar and a keva. So the Kesef Mishnah explains that the Rambam passes like the Tanakama, and even though the Torah never says by Yov that it needs to be a zachar and a keva, since it's nismait from karbanos of a behema, that we view it as a bari b'fnei atzma, so by Yov also, it's no longer included in Torim ubnei Yona. Unbelievable. This is taking Beri b'fnei atzma to a new level. That it's not that, okay, there are Torim and b'nei Yona, there are pigeons, let's say. And I always assumed Beri b'fnei atzma means there are male pigeons, female pigeons, and tumtum androgynous pigeons. A third min within the category of pigeons. Says the Kesef Mishnah, the way the Rambam is understanding this, Beri b'fnei atzma means it's not a pigeon. It's not a Torim b'nei Yona. It doesn't even enter the category. Within the category of Torim b'nei Yona, there's only males and females. If it's neither, then it's not even Torim b'nei Yona. And that's why it's possible to be an oaf. That's why even an oaf, it would be possible as a carbon, even though the Torah never says Zachar Nekeva. Fine. Raya number 6 now in the Gemara. Tashema, Rebbe Lazar Omar, a treif of aklaim v'yotzei dofen, tumtum v'androgynous, lo kadoshim v'lo makdishin. If you have an animal that's treif, that's klaim, that's a yotzei dofen, it's a C-section, or a tumtum v'androgynous, it's neither kadosh nor makdish. It's lo kadoshim v'lo makdishin. What does that mean? V'amr Shmuel, lo kadoshim b'tumura, v'lo makdishin la'asos tumura. If they are kodesh, they can't make tumura, they can't become Tmura. If Tmura is chal on a balmum kavua, it can't be chal on them, and they can't be exchanged for Tmura. They can be on neither side of the Tmura equation. So Rashi says, wait a second, what do you mean that can't be makdish and lasos Tmura? How did they ever become kadosh in the first place that you would need to make a Tmura for them? So Rashi writes, shimheim kadoshim reinos and Tmura, veichidami shein atzman kadoshin. How do you ever have a situation where they themselves are kadosh? Go and show you vlados kachim, the kachi agav iman. Maybe they're vlados of kachim. Their mothers were kadosh, and therefore the tumtum baby that was born also has kedusha. V'tumtum safeku amaylo kadosh manavshach. And the raya over here is, well, wait a second. Why are we saying that the tumtum is not going to be kadosh? That it cannot be on the on that side of the tumura equation? That it cannot be kadosh if it's a safek zachar or nekeva? It should have the kedusha agav imo. So it must be, you see, a raya. raya that it's a beri b'fnei atzma, that it's not a suffix zachar suffix the keva, again against Rav Chisda. Answers the Gemara, again the same answer. Sami mikan tumtum, you need to take tumtum off of the brisa. Now, is it possible that all these brisas made a mistake? Every single brisa accidentally wrote tumtum, and really you need to Rav Chisda, with each brisa, doesn't Rav Chisda's opinion become more and more far-fetched that he has to remove every mention of tumtum in the brisa? So probably what Rav Chisda would say is that a lot of times we have lists that normally go together. We have words in the Gemara that normally go together. And like, let's say, Evadisha V'Katan, something like that, where things generally are put together on the list. And even if the halachas don't apply to all the items on the list, that's Agav Riata, we always mention them together. So Tumtum Androgynous is one of those things. You never mention Tumtum without mentioning Androgynous, or Androgynous without Tumtum. So they go together, but Enochinami, it's not saying that the word Tumtum didn't belong. No, we always say Tumtum Androgynous. It's saying the halacha happens to not apply to Tumtum, even though the word Tumtum obviously does appear in each of these brisos. But it's interesting, Rashi over here says that even though there's no kedusha, the tzchal and tumtum androgynous, you could say that it's shaykh to say that they're not osa tamura. How do they ever have kedusha in the first place? With their vlade kachim, and therefore they're kadosh agav imam. In the Gemara Maseches Tamura, it's clear that this is actually subject to machlokes. If a kodesh animal gives birth to a tumtum, does the tumtum have any kedusha whatsoever? This would only work according to the shita that vlados bimei imam hein kedoshin, that the Vlados already, when they're in the womb, they already have Kedusha. And that's why a Tumtum can be Kadosh, but if you hold like the Shita, the Vlados Bahav Yasan Hein Kedoshin, that they only become Kadosh when they emerge from the womb, well, by the time it emerges from the womb, it's already a Tumtum, so it should not be able to have Kedusha. So that would only work within that Shita in the Gemara. Now, Tosfos over there, in Maseches Tamura, on Daf Chavdalad Amid Beis, writes that according to the Shita, that Bahav Yasan Hein Kedoshin, that it's only when they emerge from the womb that they have Kedusha, it can't be, there will be no Kedusha that will be Chal in it, because at the time that the Kedusha needs to be Chal, they're already Pasul. But if you hold B'mei Iman Hein Kedoshim, the Kedusha can be Chal in them before they ever become Pasul. Because the gender, or the fact that it's of ambiguous gender, is only happens at some point along the way of the pregnancy. The Kedusha is Chal as soon as the fetus is formed, before the gender is determined. So the Kedusha predates the gender determination, and that's why the Kedusha is going to be Chal even on a Tumtum. So the Olah Shlomo Zvachim raises the following question. He says, Bishlom Tumtum Vandrogonis, the Kedusha is going to be Chal as soon as the animal is forming inside, the fetus is forming in the womb, and the Psul only happens afterwards once the gender is determined to be a Tumtum. But what are you going to say about Klayim? Klayim is that it's a mixed breed. So that psul is chal meikara right away when the fetus is already forming. It's already klayim. You can't say that the psul only comes in later and that the kedusha predates the psul. It's not true by klayim. So the Briska Rav has the following mahalich. Briska Rav is a beautiful mahalich. He says that it could be that the shita that holds b'mei iman hen kedoshim, that the animal becomes kadosh in the womb. The reason that the kedusha is chal is not because it's a race. Which one's going to be chal first, the kedusha or the psul? And the kedusha beats out the psul because right at the yitziras havlad there's already a kedusha, and the psul is only when the gender is determined. No, it means if you have yasin and kedoshim, the kedusha Kedusha's vlados is a halacha of chalos kedusha. But if you hold b'mei iman hein kedoshim, the kedusha, I mean, if you hold b'av yasin hein kedoshim, when it's born, when it emerges from the womb, that's when it's kedush, when it actually is born, then the kedusha's vlados is a halacha of chalos kedusha that has to be chal on the vlad. But if you hold b'mei iman hein kedoshim, there is no din that there has to be kedusha that's ever chal on the vlad. The kedusha's mimela. Anything that grows out of a mother, that's kadosh, mimela is kadosh. It's not that there ever has to be a moment of chalos kedusha, because ain't a chinami. If there would have to be a moment of chalos kedusha, there would never be kedusha on klayim, because it's already pasul meikara. No, but there is no din of chalos kedusha, says the Briska Rav, if you hold b'mei iman hein kedoshim. The din is that it's a mimela. it's a kedusha that comes mimela, that anything that's developing inside a mother that's kadosh, mimela is also kadosh. That's a brisker of biur. Okay, says Gemara Vayter, Tashma, seventh raya against Rav Chisar. Blazer Amar Chamisha, lo kadoshim velo makdishin. There are five things that are neither kadosh nor makdish. Ve'elu hein hatrefa v'aklaim v'yotzidofen v'tumtum androgynous. Now over here it's trickier because you can't just say okay, cross tumtum off the list because he dafka said a number. It's the same right as before except now he says a number. He says there are five things and included on the list is tumtum. V'chitei machanam yisam mikan tumtum havelu arba. You can't just erase tumtum from the list because then it will only be four. So apik tumtum va'el yasam. So Gemara says okay, you can take tumtum off the list, you just need to put something else on the list. So you take tumtum off, you put yasum on the list, because it's also psul from birth. So the yasum is that mesi imo b'shas leida, zeh parish lemisav, zeh parish l'chayim, that the mother dies as the child is being born. Fine. Now the eighth raya, this one is not necessarily a raya against Rav Chisda, but saying that Rav Chisda's issue of whether a tumtum is a suffix or a tumtum is a barrier, where Rav Chisda came so strong on one side that it's got to be a suffix, can't be a barrier b'fe'atzma, that in fact is subject of machlokas tanaim. So le'meketanai, our final chance. Le'meketanai, Rabbi Eloi Omer, Mishum Rabbi Yishmael, androgynous b'char hu umumo imo. An androgynous is a b'char considered to be a b'char that has a massive mum, like Rabbi Shmuel said in our Mishnah, v'chamor min kedusha chalolav, and the Chacham, like the last sheet on our Mishnah, said, no, there's no kedusha whatsoever on a b'char that is an androgynous, because it's a beria b'fnei atzma, it has no kedushas b'char. Apparently, though, neither of these Tanaim say anything about a tumtum. Why don't they say the same thing about a tumtum? Because a tumtum is a suffix. Tumtum is not the same issue as androgynous. So apparently, both of these Tanaim hold tumtum is a suffix. And then Rabbi Shimon Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, Harei Omer Hazachar, V'komach Mishum Hazachar, Eino Lahotzi tumtum v'androgynous. That when you have a pasuk, the pasuk is coming to be Mimait, Hazachar is coming to be Mimait, both tumtum and androgynous. Oh, but wait a second, we never have psukim to be Mimait, a suffix, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have sveikos. So you see from here that this third shita of Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda hold Mishum Rabbi Shimon that tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma, that it's not a suffix. So that's a machloka. Isn't this a direct machlokas tanaim whether tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma or tumtum is a suffix? V'chitei masam mikan tumtum Rabbi Shimon Yehuda ayin rabbanon. And you can't say no. Take tumtum off of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda's statement and let him only be talking about an androgynous. Because if he's only talking about an androgynous, he's saying the same exact thing as the rabbanon. He's saying that just like the rabbanon held that there's no kedushas b'char on an androgynous because it's a beri b'fnei atzma. So Rav Shimon Yehuda is saying the same thing. It must be that he's adding tumtum to the list. Elav tumtum ikibinayu tanakam sovereign kedusha chol el al androgynous aval tumtum sveiku v'kadosh misveika. Must be that this is what they're arguing about. The Chum hold that kedusha is only chal on tanakam holds kedusha is Kedusha is not chal on an androgynous, but it could be chal on a tumtum because the tumtum is a suffix, so at least we should treat it as kadosh mi suffix. Va'asa Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda lemeimar, and Rabbi Shimon Yehuda comes to say tumtum beri Yehu v'lo kadosh. That just like an androgynous is not kadosh because it's a beri b'fnei atzma, so too a tumtum is a beri b'fnei atzma, and it's also not kadosh. So says Gemara lo. That is not at all a raya that this is the machlokas. Dekuli alma tumtum beria lo misveka. That everyone would say beberia lo misapka. Everyone would say that tumtum is not a beria. That it's we don't have the suffix that maybe it's a beria. Zachar nekeva hu de misapka. It's either a zachar or it's a nekeva. It's a regular suffix, one or the other. Matil mayim b'makom zachrus dekuli alma lo pligi de zacharu. When a tumtum animal is urinating through the male organ, through the male area where you expect the male organ to be. Again, it has ambiguous genitalia. You can't see where any of the organs are. But when it urinates from a place on an animal where a male would urinate, so you assume that it's vaday zachar. Ki pligi, the whole machlokas is b'matil mayim b'makom nakfus. What if it's urinating from a place where a female animal normally would? Mar sover chashin and shem nevcha zachrus l'nakfuso. So one sheet says, still not a raya that that it's a female, because it could be that it's so messed up that internally the male organ is facing the wrong direction or has been twisted in the wrong place and is therefore urinating from the place that in the cave normally would. And the other one says, no, we're not choshesh, and therefore you treat it like a nekeva. Ki hadahar Rabbi Eloi bebehema matil mayim b'makom nakvus chulin, by a behema, if it's matil mayim in a place of where a female would, he would say it's chulin, meaning that it's definitely a female and therefore doesn't have kedushas bechar. And toy bar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't happy about that. Rabbi Yochanan criticized that hora'a of Rabbi Eloi, because mandalo chash l'tanakamu l'Rabbi Shmuel. He says, I don't understand. How can you ignore the shita of the Tanakama and Rabbi Yishmael of our Mishnah, who say that a tumtum cannot be shechted b'migdash nor b'medina, because it's a suffix? How can you just say that, no, it's absolutely chul and it's fine? What do you mean? Whatever happened to the shitos in Tanayim that hold that it's a suffix? So, v'leimer Rabbi Yochanan nami mandalo chash rabban basrei. Wait, if Rabbi Yochanan wants to get upset, why doesn't he also say that not only are you going against the Tanakama and going against Rabbi Shmuel, you're also going against the Rabban Basrei? Remember, there were three shitas in our Mishnah about what to do with the tumtum androgynous. And the third shita in our Mishnah was that it doesn't have kedusha at all. So, but if the Rabban Basrei are only saying that about an androgynous, but a tumtum does have kedusha, so why doesn't he say, look, you're going against the Rabban Basrei as well? The way Rav Chista understood our Mishnah is that the whole Mishnah was only talking about an androgynous, but a tumtum would still have a din of a suffolk. So he should say, by you declaring that this animal, this bechor, that's matil mayim b'makom natvus, that it's vaday in a keva, what you're doing is going against all three shitos in our Mishnah that say that a tumtum still has a status of a suffolk. So says Gemara, yeah, he doesn't want to say you're going against all three shitos, because Rabbi Yochanan was really Rav Chista. Rabbi Yochanan happens to not read the Mishnah like Rav Chista does by erasing the word tumtum from the Mishnah and saying that the Mishnah is only talking about androgynous, but by tumtum it's definitely a suffix according to everybody and not a beria. So says Gemara, ilo svirle. Wait a second, if he doesn't know like Rav Chista, and there is a shita in the Mishnah directly that says that a tumtum is just like an androgynous, that it's a beria b'fnei atzma. So when he finds somebody who says that it's a beria b'fnei atzma, why does he get all worked up and say, you're against two of the shitos in the Mishnah? Why doesn't he just say, lema hu da'amar kreban basrei? Say, oh, you must be going like the third shita in the Mishnah. So it's against two. Why does it get that upset him? So Achinami comes, that's exactly what he's saying. Man shavik trev avid kichad. He's saying, you're going like the third shita, but why would you do that? If there are two shitos that argue against that, why would you dafka go with the das yachid in the Mishnah against two standard shitos? Rabbi Lazar commands Savra. Who does Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Eloi command Savra? Who does he hold like? Ki Adam Reish Lakish. Lo'am Rutumtum Safek Ela Ba'adam. Hol V'zachrusu V'nakvusu Makam Echad. He would assume like Reish Lakish that the whole din of Safek, of Tumtum being a Safek, is only on a human Tumtum. That's where there's a Safek, because the Zachrus and the Nikvus, both the signs of male and female, are in the same area of the body. Aval Behema Matil Mayim B'makam Zachrus Zachar Matil. But by a behemoth, it's much easier to tell. If it urinates out of a place where you expect a male to, so it's a male. If it urinates out of a place where you expect a female to, so it's a female. There's much, much less ambiguity. So the whole din of a suffix by a tumtum is only by a human being, not by an animal. So maskur voshia, velecha sheminapcha zachrusel nekvuso. But wait a second, why by an animal can we say with certainty that if it urinates from a place where a female would urinate from, it's definitely a female? Why aren't we choshish that maybe there's something messed up inside of the animal and the zachrus and the nikvus has been twisted? Some like, come on, who would you assume that? Why would you ever make that assumption? Who are you assuming? Like Rameir, the chayish lemiyuta? Why, you want to say like Rameir, that we're choshish from Yid? How often does that happen? That the zachrus and the nikvus are going to be totally twisted and they're coming out the wrong place? Nah, that's a miyut. Only Rameir is choshish lemiyut. Why would we be concerned about such a thing? No, they say even the rabbanon who aren't choshish lemiyut would be choshish over here. Hol v'ishtini ishtini. Obviously this animal's got issues. Obviously there's something malformed about this this animal. So we assume when there's something is messed up, so it's not like only a miut that it would be twisted, that it would be somehow messed up inside. No, it's once there's a problem, you assume that the problems run deeper than meets the eye. So ista amar ishtini, v'istamar lo ishtini, that's the machlokas. Do we make that assumption? Do we not make that assumption? So lema ishtini v'lo ishtini tanai. Maybe we could suggest that issue of whether you assume that there are more problems when you see that there are some problems is in fact a machlokas tanai. The tiny we have a brisa. Tumtum shekidesh kiddushav kiddushin. A human being who's a tumtum and is makadesh a woman, so we are choshish for that kiddushin. We have to, the woman is not allowed to marry someone else till she gets a get from the tumtum. Niskadesh kiddushav kiddushin. A tumtum receives kiddushin from a man. Again, we have to be choshish for that kiddushin. V'choletz, a tumtum can do chalitza. V'choltzin le'ishto, and we can do chalitza on the tumtum's wife. Umiyavmim le'ishto, we can do yibum on the tumtum's wife. Also, that's a mimanavshach, because if he's a zachar, so certainly the brothers can do yibum, and if he's in a keva, he was never married, so the brothers can just marry the wife, and it wouldn't be a problem. V'tanya idach, we have another brisa that says, eshes tumtum choletzes v'lomis yavemes, that a wife of a tumtum can have chalitza, but cannot have yibum. So what are they arguing about? So v'ru dukuliyam l'krebi kiva, damar srischam alo choletz v'lom yavim. We're assuming everyone would agree that if a person is a srischam, is naturally sterile, that they wouldn't be able to, their wives wouldn't have chalitza, that they can't do chalitza or yibum. So my lav ha'akam ufgi. So the argument over here must be as follows: the one that says that chalitza and yibum is in play over here will not assume that he's necessarily a sris just because he happens to be a tumtum. Just because there are some problems doesn't mean he has every problem. But the one that says chalitza, not yibum, would say, come on, there's no way that he's not a sris. Of course, he's so messed up, he's got to be a sris. So you see, that's the machlokas, whether you say hol v'ishtani ishtani. Says Merlo, dukuli amrin hol v'ishtani ishtani. Everyone would say that you assume the worst. Harab Lazar v'harab Yakiva. The machlokas is actually machlokas of Rav Lazar and Rabbi Kiva. Rav Lazar says an isha srischama is misyavemes because it's something that could be misrape. And Rabbi Kiva says not misyavemes. But everyone would hold that it's really a sris. Umantana libet Rabbi Kiva. Who's the one that assumes like Rabbi Akiva? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda havade sris mashvilei. If you want to say it's Rabbi Yehuda, well, we assume that a tumtum is definitely a sris. D'tanan Rabbi Yehuda amar tumtum shenikra matzah zachar eizel liachlos mneishu kisris. He says that even if you rip it open and find it to be a male, still there's no chalitza because it's vadei sris. El Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi. So it must be we're assuming like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehudi. D'tanan Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda amar tumtum lo cholit shema yikra v'yimtza sris chama. That a tumtum you can't do chalitza lest you rip it open and you rip the tumtum gets ripped open and you find that he's a sris. Atu called the mikra zachar mishtakach nekeva lo mishtakach. What do you mean? Maybe you'll rip it open and find he's a sris. You rip him open, you may find that he's a female. So you think only every time a tumtum gets ripped open, it's only going to be a zachar? So shema kamar. No, he's saying shema. Shema yikra v'yimtza nekeva. He might turn out to be a woman. Inami zachar, even if it's a male, nami shema yimtza sris chama. Still, it might be a sris. So my benai, what's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi about a tumtum whose brother dies? According to both of them, the tumtum can't do chalitza. So what's the nafkamina, how you arrive at that conclusion? Amarava lifsol b'makom achim v'lachlot shalom b'makom achim ikem benai. Two nafkaminas. Let's say there are other brothers that are normal and that are healthy, and he goes and he does the chalitza. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has done nothing, and therefore the other brothers can choose to still do yibum because his action was totally worthless. So one of the other brothers wants yibum, that's fine. According to Rabbi Yossi, who says that no, it's a suffix. So since it's a suffix that he might have already done chalitza and it might have already been kasher, none of the other brothers may do yibum. And the other nafkamina is if there are no other brothers, it's just the tumtum. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he doesn't have to do anything because he's vadei esris, and anything he does is worthless anyway. There's no chiyuv whatsoever. But according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's a safek, so then he should do chalitza, because maybe he's not a sris, and therefore, when we say lo yachlots, it only means if there are other brothers who can do the chalitza. But if he's the only option, then certainly he should do the chalitza. Hadron alach al elu mumin, and Baruch Hashem, tomorrow we'll discuss, we'll start the next parak, the seventh parak of Masechta Brachot.